Hi, this is Darren Smith, pastor of Marietta Bible Church, and it's my joy to share with you as your radio pastor for the day. As a parent, there's one phrase that you just can't ignore. It grabs your attention with an urgency few other things can do. Just three little words. Help me, Daddy. Help me, Daddy. I can't always grant the request, such as when my children may be climbing a chair to the counter to grab a cookie or whatever other mischief they might be pursuing, but those three words, no matter what I'm doing, grab my attention immediately. My child understands his need and helplessness. He understands his dependence on someone else, and out of his helplessness, he calls out, Daddy, Father, help me. A young child is totally dependent on his parent. The child's confidence and trust is not in himself, but rather on the one who loves and provides and protects. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, Jesus makes a stunning statement that unless we come to God with the same dependence, that we cannot enter the kingdom of God at all. We'll read verses 15 through 17 in Luke chapter 18. Now they were bringing even infants to him that Jesus might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Then verse 17, Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. The mention of the childlike faith here gives us a very helpful way to understand what genuine saving faith is. We see humility and we see total dependence. To become and live as a child of God, you must become like a child in absolute dependence. Salvation is a free gift of God's mercy and is totally empty of any human merit or work. Jesus here emphasizes the grace and mercy of God as opposed to the self-righteous works, trying to earn our way to God, or do enough good and hope that it somehow works out in the end. No. There is a much better way. It is what God provides for us in Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches we cannot ever be good enough on our own. You cannot ever do enough good things or live rightly. It doesn't matter if you're better than your neighbor or friend. We can't ever meet God's holy standard on our own. That's why we need someone else. We need Jesus. If our trust and dependence is not on God alone, specifically not on the person and work of Jesus alone, then you're bound for an eternity of righteous condemnation and separation from God. We don't have the ability to bridge that gap. In humility and total dependence, we trust someone else. Faith must always have an object, a person, Jesus, specifically who he is and what he has done. Where is your dependence today? Who or what are you trusting in? Like children trust their mommy and daddy to feed them, to provide for them, to protect them, to love and cherish them, we must trust and depend on Jesus. Jesus loves you so much, he came down from heaven. He didn't live like a king anymore, but he lived life as a servant so he could save you. He lived a perfect life, meeting God's standards. He died on the cross as a criminal for your sin, and then he was resurrected back to life, showing that death and the penalty and power of sin has been defeated. And now he offers the gift of freedom, forgiveness, righteousness, and help if you trust in him in humility and dependence like a child. As wonderful as this is, you must respond. If you despise your sin and depend on Jesus, pray in your heart, call on the name of the Lord for salvation, like the child, Father, help me. Jesus, help me. Have mercy on me, a sinner. I need you. I can't do it on my own. My sin is too much. I can't clean it. I can't get rid of it. Please take it away from me and give me your goodness so I can be with you and know you forever. God promises that all who call on the name of the Lord Jesus will be saved. If Jesus is already King in your life, praise God. And know that as Christians, we continue to cry, God, help us. We need you every day of our lives. There is only one who is worthy of all our dependence and devotion, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise him for his glorious grace. This has been Pastor Darren Smith from Marietta Bible Church. May you know the rich love and grace of the Lord Jesus.